Thank you for calling Local Flash. This is Ia. How can I help you today?
Hey, yeah, this is Jonathan.
I'm calling to see if I can talk to somebody about my account with you guys.
Yes, of course. No problem with that. Let me just pull up the account for you so I can help you with your questions or requests, okay? Give me just one moment here. All right. Okay, I think I got everything here. Superior Services, and this is Jonathan, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you, Jonathan. And yes, how can I help you today?
Because they say they need a PIN to set it up on an account, something like that, from Google.
Yes, we sent you the postcard that includes the 5-digit PIN. Did you happen to receive that?
Yes, I do have that one.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, not a problem. Let me write that down for you so I can enter on the system. Give me just one second, please.
So I have a quick question, yeah, because I already got, you know, this postcard like a while ago when I initiate my account like with Google a while ago. So this is not going to affect me because I already got an account with the business name, Superior Services. And
right.
I don't want to lose my reviews, you know. I have like 122 reviews over there. And,
yeah.
Want to know if not going to affect that.
Right. So what's happening in here, actually, Jonathan, is we are claiming that listing of yours, the one that has 121 reviews, based on my understanding in here, you don't have access to that Google Business Profile, and we are claiming that for you, right?
Yeah. No, I do have that. Like, I mean, I can...
Oh, you do?
Yes, but I don't respond to the reviews. I just send the link to my people. Yeah, I did not know. The guy didn't explain to me. I mean, probably I don't understand what he tried to say, but I do claim that, business already.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, because I can make changes and everything to the to the profile.
Okay. Actually, that's actually the quickest way for us to be able to have your account optimized, for you to be able to add us as a manager to it. So the purpose of that Google PIN is for us to be able to claim it. So we did communicate with Google for them to give us access to it. So, Jonathan, since you already have access to it, would you be able to add us as manager to it? I mean, I can give you, or I can walk you through with it right now if it's okay.
Can you repeat that, please, again?
Sure. I mean, if you do have access to your Google profile right now, I can walk you through on how you can add us as manager to it.
Okay. I'm using the app, or do you have to go to the, because I can do manager users.
Yeah, so apparently the app for users is actually not working with our agency number, so whenever you enter that, it won't give you that pop-up message. So you can either use your phone's browser or your computer.
Okay. All right, let me use, hold on, let me turn on my laptop then.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. is loading right now the laptop.
Yeah, it's okay. No problem. Take your time.
All right. I had to turn it back on because I don't know what's going on. It just stopped loading and then turn it off. Yeah.
that happens sometimes. It's okay. Take your time in the rest. I'll be here, okay? Don't worry about me. All right. Thank you.
Okay, I'm over here in the profile.
Okay, perfect. So just the same thing as your app. Just go to the users tab.
Okay. So I have a few questions.
Sure.
Nobody can claim the business, right? Because I already did it, right?
Yes, unless you do authorize to do it. So that's why there is...
Yeah, I understand. Because I did not know. They probably, someone else, maybe, I don't know. I'm just thinking, I don't know, like, so Google cannot give this account, like, for example, like, you guys ask for this pin. If somebody else asks for the pin for this Superior Services account, they're not going to get it, right?
So just like what we did in here. So since you're working with us, we did request for a Google PIN code. So that was sent to you. So if there is another PIN from another company, let's say, or a different person aside from Local Splash, ask for your PIN. So that's going to be questionable. So if that happens, you can give us a call so we can take a look at it for you. So as long as we do have access to it already and Google is not requiring for any varies or re-verification from your original account, then there shouldn't be no PIN code to be asked or to be sent. So that's something that you may want to check with us if someone requests for a Google PIN outside local slash or outside of your doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I already, you're supposed to be registered already in,
yeah,
not in this, probably in this address, but in the old address is registered. And I just had to say, edit the address and that's it. But I did not like, the PIN that I received was in the old address.
I see. Well, looking at your profile here right now, when I Google it, I don't see any address that is being, published. So I think you have hidden it. But again, as long as we do have access to it already and it doesn't require any PIN verification, you should be good. It's actually not easy to claim an existing profile. You have to go through a lot of emails and processes with Google. So if ever someone tries to claim it for you, they have to go through it with you as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's my, like, kind of my question. Do you know, like, if someone tries to claim the business, if I already claim it, they cannot, like, claim it, right? Until I authorize, like, to manage, like, you guys, like, they're going to manage.
Yeah.
The... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right.
When I go over here, like, how do you call, because on the profile, it was, like, when I go to users, you say over here, Jonathan Fernandez, primary user, primary only.
Yeah. So you just have to click on add users. It's on the upper right-hand corner. Okay. Yes, click on that, please.
Okay.
And usually it'll ask for an email or name, right? But at this time, I will provide you our number. It's a different number, but it will give you a pop-up message for local slash listing. So let me know once you're ready for that.
I'm ready.
Okay, that'll be 552.
Uh-huh.
554.
Mm-hmm.
6200.
6200. Local slash listing.
Yes. Uh-huh. Click on that one, the one that says local slash listings.
Okay. And then?
All right. And then the role has to be manager.
Okay. Invite?
Yep.
I sent it to you already.
All right. Let me just refresh the page in here, Jonathan, and I'll accept the invite. Give me 1 minute while I wait for that, okay?
All right.
All right, I'll be right back. 1 moment.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for that invite to show up. Sometimes it does take a second. I think I got it now. Okay. Superior services. All right. I'm just going to accept it real quick. Superior services. I'm just making sure that it went through.
Yeah, so I have a few questions with you.
Okay.
You know, like, I have that, like, the Google reviews and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But every time that I put up pictures, like you know, organized, like the before and after. On Google, it doesn't show it like that. It just shows it randomly.
Yeah, because usually for Google, it really does randomly show up. So whether you post it, let's say at the same time, so for this photo or the next photo will be after, it's kind of mixed up. So what we do recommend, if in case you do post a before and after photo, you have to edit it before uploading. So make it as a collage, putting before and after, and then upload it. So when Google randomly posts your photos, then at least it would still show up as a before and after. We don't really have control over which photo will be shown on Google, Jonathan. It's just really on their end. We can only set the logo and the cover photo, but for the photos itself, it's going to be random.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, I actually already accepted the invite, so we now have full access to your Google Business profile. I'll send this to the team so we can start optimizing this for you. We can just disregard the Google pin, but just for the record, if in case, I'll just go ahead and take note of it and put it on the notes, and you can just disregard that, actually. You can just throw it away. Do you still have that Google pin?
Yes, I do have it.
Okay. Yeah, we don't need it anymore, though. I'll just go ahead and post it if in case Google may ask. What is the 5-digit code again?
It's going to be 23518.
23518. Okay, thank you so much. I'll just save this on our system here. And let's see. So we're good with your Google Business profile. Okay. And, you know, what you can do is you can send us the photos for the before and after. Since we will be creating a website for you, you can indicate that on your email, so we can help you edit that out, and we can just upload it directly to your website and also to your Google Business if that would be helpful.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I will do it. I will try to do it today. Do you think you can use the pictures? Because I have a bunch of pictures, you know, on the Google page and the Google reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of them.
Right. So, So I would suggest, because for the website, we do only rotate 20 photos, so I would suggest that you filter the ones that you want to be featured, especially the ones that we will be setting up for before and after. So if you can email the specific ones that you want us to edit and post on your website, that would be great. So at least we can be able to showcase all the ones that are they're good ones, the ones that you prefer. And again, we would be able to know which one are has to be prioritized, if that's going to be fine.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll start looking for some of them then.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. So, yes, Jonathan, I'll go ahead and send this note to the team, and we will start optimizing your business profile, and of course, along with your website. Do you have any questions or requests that I can help you with?
I think that'll be all for the moment.
All right. So yes, everything will be taken care of in here. So you can just go ahead and disregard the Google pin that you received. We should be good with your account, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a great day, okay? Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.